This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. The United Nations climate change negotiations are set to begin in Paris on Monday. 40 to 50,000 people are expected to attend, and a lot of them are under 30. For many young activists, the talks and what happens in Paris feels very personal. Carolyn Beeler reports.
Yanni Stefanson is going to Paris because she's afraid of her heritage melting away.
Climate change has affected my life since I was very young.
Stefanson is a 25-year-old chemistry master's student who will represent the indigenous Sami people of Scandinavia at the UN climate negotiations. She grew up in a tiny town in the mountains of central Sweden.
I was brought up in a reindeer herding family, and there's a lot of talking about weather and weather condition. And when I was fairly young, I noticed the talk was more about, well, this is strange, and now the ices are melting here and the lakes are open there and such things.
Another strange change: winter rains that later freeze over can cover the lichen and moss that reindeer eat in an impenetrable layer of ice, making it impossible for them to eat. Stefanson says precipitation is also changing in the spring when baby reindeer are born.
All of a sudden, it starts to snow rain. And that makes it difficult for the newborn reindeer to become dry, and many of them freeze to death.
Stefanson says the stress brought on by climate change has only gotten worse as she's gotten older. The traditional knowledge of weather patterns that her elders used to depend on matches less and less with reality.
The reindeers and us will live side by side, and if they are in good conditions, then we are happy, and it's kind of the priority number one. It's a lifestyle, and it's part of our tradition, our language, our religion, everything.
Stefanson hopes to spread the message of her people in Paris. This month, she also ran in a relay race across Northern Europe in her traditional Sami dress to raise awareness for climate change ahead of the UN talks.
If I cannot be a reindeer herder, I wanted to help the reindeer through climate work, to work towards stopping climate change.
26-year-old activist Renee Karanunung will be flying from the opposite hemisphere to the Paris talks. Karanunung is one of 11 young adults from around the world shadowing their home country delegations through a program called Adopt a Negotiator. She'll be trailing the delegation from the Philippines.
So I'm actually currently living in Pasig City in Metro Manila, where it always floods. So during recent big typhoons in the Philippines, our city or our community is always flooded.
The capital city of Manila sits on a bay and has rivers cutting through its densely populated center. Typhoons have always been a problem there, but Karanunung says flooding is getting worse as heavy rains increase in frequency and intensity.
Now up to about like a month's rain can be dumped into the city in one day.
Karanunung will write about the negotiations in posts accessible for young people. A recent headline of one of her stories, Why the UNFCCC is Just Like High School.
So I think this is the problem of our generation, which we will carry on into the future. And the solution lies in us to solve this climate crisis.
Some countries save slots on their negotiating teams for young people. To expand youth participation outside of these official slots, the United Nations recognized young people as an official constituent group in 2009. That placed them alongside indigenous peoples organizations and women's groups, among others. Now, the youth constituency has a loose organization and no paid staff, but the official status gives youth groups access to the talks and permission to speak in front of delegates. Nick Nuttall is spokesman for the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, the UNFCCC, the host of the climate summit. He says youth have perhaps the most at stake there.
They are the generation that will inherit either our inspiring policies that governments take or the failed policies that governments fail to take in terms of what's going to happen to their future.
One of the people who's seen governments fail at a handful of previous climate talks is Nathan Thankey, the 25-year-old co-leader of the official youth constituency.
It's really tiring and really draining to go and kind of watch, if you're being melodramatic, like the end of the world being negotiated. It's very frustrating as a young person to repeatedly watch governments sort of quibble over commas and just not live up to the level of ambition that we all know is needed.
Thankee is from Belfast in Northern Ireland. He's been cobbling together funding to work as a youth organizer on the UN scene full-time since he finished college in 2014. What brings him back to the talks again and again are the other passionate young people he meets from around the world.
You go out, you go into the convergent spaces, the art spaces, the squats. And yeah, there's a lot of energy, there's a lot of different things happening. You get involved in very different kinds of conversations. It can be overwhelming, definitely, but it's mostly just very inspiring.
Thankee is not optimistic that world leaders will finally pledge to cut carbon emissions enough in Paris. Neither is Stephen O'Hanlon, a 20-year-old junior at Swarthmore College in Pennsylvania. But he still thinks it's important to go to the talks.
The Paris negotiations are representing the first time that world leaders are putting us in a different direction, putting us in a direction away from fossil fuels. And that's a huge victory for our movement. But it also, because it's not enough, we're going to need to keep pushing.
O'Hanlon sees Paris as the kickoff event for the next generation of climate activism. For The Pulse, I'm Carolyn Buehler.